When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Today's episode is a special one. A listener, a supporter, and friends have all took part in this episode to answer questions on kindness and hope. Specifically, what kindness means to them. And this is because this week is Mental Health Awareness Week, and the theme is kindness. So on the No Really I'm Fine podcast today, we're going to look at kindness, how we all can be more kind to each other, and what kindness means to us. Kindness has filtered in and out of my life. Sometimes it's welcomed, but often caution clouds the emotion. Because of childhood trauma, trust issues, and a clouded view of acceptance, I've had a hard time with kindness. But the truth is, kindness has never left. My ability to be kind to others has always been there. And kindness from others has been present in equal measure. I just have to learn how to accept it and how to find it in others. We are all capable of kindness. But sometimes being kind to ourselves is the hardest part. For me, kindness is a smile. It's a hello. It's a hug. Although it might be a virtual one at the moment, but that's what it is for me. Receiving a mental illness diagnosis isn't the hardest part. It's whether we welcome it for all its quirks, which is the most difficult task. So remember, be kind to others, but most importantly, be kind to yourself.
Spending lockdown on my own, all that I hope for is that I see the light and I cope on my own. That I find coping mechanisms to feel content with myself, with my own company, and just to be okay, just to know that it's all going to be okay. Although I live on my own, I'm not alone. I just hope that my brain can register that. I'm doing that by trying to be kind to myself. If some days all I want to do is sit on the sofa in my pyjamas and do nothing, then that's okay. If all I want to do is watch reruns of my favourite TV programmes, then that's okay too. I just needed to come to terms with being okay with doing nothing. Kindness means to me just being there for one another. Showing somebody that you really care and that you really love them. Enough to be there for them. Just checking in now and again. Saying hello. Even if it's a stranger that you're running past on your daily exercise. Just smiling at them. To me, that's kindness.
There are four things I'd really like everyone to try and focus on this week. And they are reach out, listen, encourage, and be kind. Reach out because even at this really difficult time, it's really important for us all to keep connecting with each other, sending messages, texting, Zooming, whatever it is that you can do to keep reaching out and speaking to family, friends, whoever it might be. It might be that there's someone in your life that you haven't seen for a while, and this is actually the perfect opportunity to reach out to them and make them feel special. And it will also make you feel special knowing that you've done that. The second one is listen. If we're reaching out, let's listen back. Let's listen to each other a bit more. Find out what's going on in each other's lives. And such a powerful thing when we can listen to others and have them listen to us. The third one is encourage. Wherever possible, let's try and encourage each other. Whether you're starting a new project, or you've got a new job, or at the moment, just because life is a bit of a struggle, and we just need to get through each day. And that empowerment and encouragement can be so, so vital for us. And the last one is be kind. Always be kind to each other. It's such an integral part of what we do. And even at this current time, it's so important to just continue to be kind to each other and do all the things above. Reach out, listen, and encourage. These are all part of being kind. It's an amazing thing to be kind, because scientifically, it's proven that if you're kind to someone, then it makes your oxytocin levels go up in your body, and it makes you feel good too. So please, today, if you can, and you feel like it, and you feel up to it, reach out, listen, encourage, and always, always be kind.
There are so many beautiful things that I am hoping to come out of this global pandemic. The first being that I'm hoping to appreciate the smallest things. Things like a hot cup of coffee on a morning and the warm sunrise on my face. I hope to watch more sunsets and reflect upon my day, whether that be good or bad. I hope that this teaches us a valuable lesson in that even on your worst days, there is always somebody worse off than you. I hope that it teaches us not only to be kind to ourselves, but to be kind to each other. I'm aiming to give myself more recognition for daily tasks that on some days I couldn't even bear thinking about. And I also wish to stop comparing my life to those around me. Not all flowers bloom at the same time, and just because my story is different, it doesn't really matter. I can't wait to celebrate my smallest victories and treat myself when I want to. Life can change in an instant, and I truly believe we should be proud of who we are.
I'm Jamie Yates. This is my message of hope and kindness. As a full-time single parent to a six-year-old child and a six-month-old cat during lockdown, I'm feeling the strain. But grateful to have this unexpected extended period to really be father to my daughter rather than part-time holiday daddy, a role which I'd never have chosen for myself. Parents, please try to cherish this time when they're not driving you insane. Maybe teach them some common sense, a few practical skills. Don't sweat too hard trying to play school teacher. And give yourselves a break. This is tough. The lack of any respite is definitely getting to me. But I know I'll look back and know I did my best for my little girl. In terms of any hopes I have during this strange, difficult time, I hold out hope that society as a whole can learn some lessons maybe about being good citizens, being kind to one another, reviving old values like decency, common courtesy, shaking off the on-demand culture, which seems to have become the norm. I think a lot of people these days are kind of inherently anti-doing as they're told, sometimes to their own detriment, and certainly to the detriment of those around them. It's a very me time, I think, in recent years. A time like this, so surreal and so unprecedented, it is surely an ideal opportunity to take a step back, breathe and move forward with a little more empathy and respect for each other. In terms of myself and how kind I am to me, I'm absolutely horrible to myself a lot of the time. I've actually told my daughter, she's only six, but I've told her to tell me off when I do it, and she is doing that. It's kind of embarrassing, you know. You talk to them when they're getting down on themselves, or, you know, you try and talk them out of it and come out with all the cliches, but for her to be pointing out to 40-year-old me, I shouldn't be so mean to myself and so hard on myself. It makes you think. It's a bit of a smack in the face, which I guess I need really. It's kind of a default thing. I set very, very high standards, impossible ones to keep to as a parent and as a person in general. You know, if I'm not worrying about whether I've been fun enough or creative enough or encouraging enough, you know, during the day to my daughter, you know, and thinking I've let her down, then I'm thinking, oh, well, I should have spent more time playing with the cat, you know, because, you know, she deserves attention as well, and I should have got some exercise, and I should have. That stuff's pointless, I know that, but I'm my own worst enemy, and I'm great at dishing out advice to others. What does kindness mean to me? From a mental health perspective, in my experience, the kindness that really means something has been people who I've learned to trust, listen, not necessarily offer any answers or any, you know, I told you so's if things don't go right. People who don't want to solve everything, people who you know, just being there without judging you, and people who, when you're not in touch with them, maybe for a while and out of the blue, you get in touch with them, you know, you don't have to spend too much apologising for not having spoken for a while. I'm lucky I've got some of those people in my life, and to accept help and to even seek a strong core of three or four people at least who I know are that. I call them kind of my guardian angels, you know, there's no demands from them. The umpteen amazing stories of incredible kindness and sacrifice and bravery, not just from the heroes of the NHS, but, you know, everyday people. My daughter and I have been walking our neighbour's dog and little things like that. Times like this, they bring out the best in the good people. And if you're someone who spends any time thinking about maybe you could do more, you probably are already doing more than enough. And that is kindness. Thanks for listening. All the best.
Kindness to myself is looking forward and not back, allowing myself the lack of judgment that I would allow others. To me, kindness to others is listening, knowing you are there if necessary. And kindness from others to me is loyalty, small gestures, and space when I need it. We all need kindness around us to feel calm. We all need to be kind to others, and for others to be kind to us.
There are only six letters, just two little words, but a powerful motion that worldwide should be heard. Bringing people together, looking after each other's minds. If you do one thing today, then please just be kind. It is just so important to help your friends out. Listen to their feelings and support their mental health. Reach out to your family and we're safe, strangers too, as you just never know whether they are in need of you. Make someone smile and virtual hugs all the way. The tiniest of acts could brighten their day. True acts of kindness are without judgment or greed, but with an open heart to all those who need. Even on yourself, sometimes it takes its toll, so try to look after your mind, body and soul. If we all come together at these difficult times to spread mental health awareness and just be kind.